Eddie Snell and Karen Miller with SRO Associates. Welcome to KERA, and thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Let's start with the day of the fire. Big Tex was burnt to a crisp on Friday, October 19th, 2012. What do you remember about that day?
Well, I was in Connecticut at the time, and I was a little shocked, but I found out within about an hour of him burning because it definitely made international news. And the first thing I thought was, gee, I'd love to rebuild him. And I sent Eddie a text and said, we need to get in touch with them. And he said, I already am.
Why did you want to create the new Big Tex? Because there's so much pressure to make him right and to make him look right. Why take this on?
We had seen Big Tex over the years like all Texans have. I think he represents in a lot of ways the ethos that we as Texans think of when we think of our state. I think he's an icon that kind of transcends just the state fair.
What is new about the new guy?
To start off, he's larger. He's 55 feet tall instead of 52 feet tall. Also, he has a butt, which is unusual. The original Big Tex did not have a butt because he was his own trailer. And while this Big Tex is also his own trailer, the old one would have dragged along the ground if he had had anything on his backside.
Now, the state fair required that no one discuss this project publicly for the past year. I know this frustrated a lot of people in Dallas. It frustrated the Dallas media. So as you were shopping or going out to eat, were you ever tempted to just shout out loud to everyone, I am building Big Tex and I know everything about him?
There was a temptation to talk about him, I have to be honest. In order to be able to discuss him in public, we came up with a code name. We started calling him Fried Chicken. Every discussion about him in any kind of public forum referenced him as Fried Chicken. All of our folders and files and all of those things call him Fried Chicken.
Has it sunk in that you all have played such a vital role in such a beloved figure?
No. I mean, to be honest, no. The project is one of those projects that that's pretty all-consuming.
You talked about wanting this project because he's so iconic. But now that you've been with him for a year, don't you feel a close connection with him?
Oh, I certainly do. You know, we've grown to know him. We care for him. We've built him.
You can't help but get attached to something that has a personality. He has a personality. And, of course, now we have all these quarter-scale versions of Big Tex around our studios, so he'll be with us for probably ever.
Eddie Snell and Karen Miller are with SRO Associates, a production company near San Antonio. They were in charge of creating the new Big Tex for the State Fair of Texas. Eddie and Karen, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks for having us.